This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden's top Middle East advisor, Brett McGurk, is heading to Israel this week to lend a hand in what's described as complicated hostage diplomacy. His huddle with Qatar comes as we've learned one of the Americans being held by Hamas is just 3 years old. It's unfolding as conditions at Gaza hospitals appear to go from bad to worse. CBS's Deborah Pata from Israel.
In Gaza City, fierce street-to-street battles around several hospitals, including the largest, Al-Shifa, now a front line. Hollow-eyed doctors and nurses work in torchlight in a health system that is on its knees. No medicine, no beds. This little boy struggling to breathe, treated on the floor where he lay.
In neighboring Syria, the Pentagon says U.S. military forces conducted new strikes on facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. CBS's David Martin says it comes after repeated attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria.
The strikes against two separate targets in Syria up the ante in this simmering battle between the U.S. and Iranian-backed militias, which have conducted dozens of attacks against American troop locations. The strikes were against a safe house and a training area run by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, and according to a defense official, likely caused casualties.
Republican Tim Scott is changing gears and pulling out of the 2024 race for the White House. The South Carolina senator making it official on Fox News.
The voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim.
Nikki Haley, on the other hand, is reserving $10 million in advertising across Iowa and New Hampshire next month. Advisors say it's to give her a leg up on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Back in Washington, the clock is ticking on averting yet another possible government shutdown. CBS's Natalie Brands at the White House.
The House proposal could get a vote on the floor as early as Tuesday. The speaker can afford to lose only a handful of GOP votes, meaning he could need Democratic support in order to pass it.
Protesters took to San Francisco with more demonstrations expected throughout the week as the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference takes center stage. President Biden is set to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines there on Wednesday. Happening now in northern India, rescuers are digging through dirt in parts of a collapsed road tunnel to reach more than 30 construction workers trapped by a landslide. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a two-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggihoe, Civic Media News.
Another heartbreak for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Steelers 23-19. Jordan Love with a pass intended for Christian Watson intercepted at the goal line. For the fourth time this season, the Packers lose a game in the final quarter, this time on the last play of the game. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our guys competed and battled hard, and you got to give Pittsburgh a ton of credit. We were right there at the end of the game and had an opportunity to go win the game, and twice And like many times that we've seen on tape, their defense makes a play.
Up next, the Packers host the Chargers. The Wisconsin Badgers coming off another upset loss, 24-10 to Northwestern. The Badgers now 5-5 with two games left against Nebraska and Minnesota. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight. The Bucks losing in Orlando 112-97 to the Magic. Coach Adrian Griffin on what his guys need to do better.
Protecting the paint and rebounding, we just have to be a little bit stronger on both ends of the basket.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 34 overnight, under clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 57 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Tomorrow night, lows around 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Happy to be partying with you in the WAUK studios. Got Anya looking at us, sort of the admiration in her eyes. It's so apparent even through the glass, Tom. And we got Nate back in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, WMDX. Everybody, shout out KTNF, shout out WCPT, shout out all across the state of Wisconsin. Now is the time for the airing of the grievances. Apparently, whoever the booker is screwed this one up.
Well, we've
got plenty of time for your calls.
Your calls right now, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got some, Crudy. I go first if you want to.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Now you're going to hear about it. Let me throw this one out there. You know, me being the anti-fascist that I am. The Hill reporting late yesterday.
Anti-fascist or anti-fashionable? I'm sorry.
Maybe a little
continue.
Both. Come on. This is a Devil's Advocate t-shirt. This might be the last one on earth right
now.
Oh,
I got
as
that
we speak.
Same t-shirt in my car in the back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Packed it for the cabin.
Here is one of the grievances, folks. We don't have t-shirts yet. This is an old t-shirt, but we're working on it. 844-967-2789.
There's a specific grievance about the lack of swag. Wait.
Okay.
I have something to bring to your attention.
Yeah, we have audience grievance.
There is an audience
grievance.
You can
text your grievance. Use the Civic Media app. You can text in your grievance.
I may have to paraphrase here, but it was effective. Oh, here it is. Another grievance. Where can I buy some show-specific swag? Need a Devil's Advocates t-shirt for Christmas. Otherwise, I'm going to start printing and selling Todd Alba's face on his shirt as a side hustle. I mean, they're starting, the natives, they're getting restless now.
better get that swag out there.
We need a swag store.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the grievance, Crudy.
I technically have two golf shirts at the filing cabinet at home, the one next to the liquor cabinet that's full. But I still got two special, never been worn golf shirts. We could give them away someday.
Devil's Advocates golf shirts?
Maybe don't.
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't have Devil's Advocates golf shirts. Devil's Advocates are
t-shirts. I also have Devil's Advocates hats, and I never shared with you because you don't wear hats.
You're talking about it. I wear hats all the time. I just wear good hats. 844-967.
If it says Devil's Advocates on it, it's a great hat. You don't even merit a cool hat. You and your good hair and your salt and pepper, your square chin.
Yes, yes. Don't forget my muscles. All right, let me get to it. Let me get to it, because this is a serious one.
I actually said nice things about you. I didn't even call you short.
Not you just did. The Hill reporting former President Trump said he could use the government to investigate his political opponents if he is reelected, suggesting in an interview that it would be fair game after the Department of Justice indicted him in two separate cases earlier.
It's already been brought
this year. Here's the quote from Trump. If they do this, and they've already done it, but if they follow through on it, yeah, it could certainly happen in reverse. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box.
Wait.
You understand that?
Let that sink in just for a minute. No, I don't understand that.
That nobody thought would happen. You know how he talks. No one's ever seen anything like it. They did something nobody ever thought would happen.
But they let the genie out of Pandora's box?
Out of the box, yes.
I think mixing his metaphors.
Not Trump. You know, when you're president, you've done a good job and you're popular, you don't go after them so you can win an election, Trump continued. If I happen to be president, I see someone who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. Mostly that would, you know, they'd be out of business. They'd be out of the election.
Wasn't that his plan for Hillary? Did he literally try to get her investigated?
Now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things, he said, at the rally. Talking about the Justice Department, to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America. Okay, so obviously we all know that the president cannot direct and dictate the arrest.
Not under the old rules.
Well, see, so I think it is incumbent upon us to ask people like Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, and perhaps Representative Steyer, do you think that is wise? Do you support the effort of your man on the ticket? Donald Trump is your guy. You want to go back to all of his policies? Well, he's now articulating a new policy that since he has been indicted, that he would use the Justice Department, if elected president again, to go after whoever he sees fit because it happened to him. Do you think that's a good thing? Would you vote for something like that?
Well, Bill Glauber from the Journal Sentinel did ask U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today. He was also at the press conference, the Brian Stale Johnson, you know, co-authored press conference today. And the one policy, and this one had crossed my mind, y'all, the good questions, I let it off the hook today.
Yeah, right.
This one I threw back, and Bill landed it. But he asked Trump through the context, Ron Johnson, yeah, through the context of the GOP debate, you know, some of the candidates are advocating for, let's say, sending Green Berets into Mexico and taking on the cartel, let's say, just starting a little war down there. Would you also be supportive of these policies? And I think Ron had to think about it for a minute, yeah, but he said he was not.
Oh, he's not. He's not,
not supportive, okay, of not, starting not a yet war in Mexico yet.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. Okay.
Good. He said no. I heard no. His lips said no, but his eyes said yes.
So, I mean, but these are the realities of a second Trump term. And I think people need to understand that. And even though he may be a no now, you know, what we've seen from Republicans that are now the megas is they eventually come around to yes. And what they don't realize, and those that would vote for people like Donald Trump, is that eventually that comes around on you. I mean, who is it? Teal, the big donor right now.
Isn't you get giving, some of that MAGA stank on you?
He's not giving any money this time, right? So, that you know, he's done. He's not going to do it, right? Yeah, okay. So now, all of a sudden, imagine for a minute, if you're Donald Trump, and this is, you're the president now, and now you don't have, I don't know, billionaires giving you the money you want. Well, you just stick your Justice Department on. Hey, Bill Barr, well, Bill might not do it, but he could find someone. Jeffrey Clark, go arrest that man. Perp walk him. I want to see him. I don't want to see him in Fulton.
I think I saw him down at Lolita Island when I was there visiting Jeffrey Epstein.
And I want to see him, you know, go through the motions down at Fulton County Jail. I want him, you know, yada, 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 yada. This is what he is openly saying he will do. These are Trump's words, Rudy. I'm giving you very specific examples. What else? Oh, perhaps I've seen it reported that Trump and his allies, if he gets elected, which he won't, but if he did, the Insurrection Act, of course, there would be protests, because how could we possibly, you know, voluntarily let a fascist back into the White House? Well, any sort of protest, the Women's March? Oh, hell no. Insurrection Act. Round them all up. This is what he's saying. This is what he wants to do. And I think people, you need to really consider that. If you think that's something that is valuable to you, if that's a core issue for you, you want to just what? Put down all your perceived enemies? You want Trump to be your retribution?
Well, if they can be the bully and not be the bullied down. Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of MAGA people that support it. As long as they get the club people, they're down.
844-967-2789. And I'm talking about an club. Jim from Channel 3. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Well done.
Hello. So I just had to call because after I dropped the video off and left the station, got in my car, and the radio came on, you guys were on, of course. And then I hear Ron Johnson saying, and I say, isn't this what I just heard? So I was glad that you brought it up. Because when I heard him say that, I was thinking, boy, is he really saying this? And then I'm glad to see you kind of took it the same way.
It was newsworthy, man. You broke the senator on the stand today, man. You were like that risky business kid who never seems to age, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just listening to that press conference when all the stuff was being said up there at first was getting kind of, it was hard to take, and I just had to come back at him. And
Jim, you framed it, man. You
what he said.
Well, if you're tuning in late, Jim was the one that asked the question at the Ron Johnson press conference today about whether Ron was specifically threatening to not fund Ukraine unless the Democrats came to his way of thinking on immigration, which was effectively a numerical cap on the number of immigrants, legal or illegal, and build a wall and back to Mexico policies. That's all being tied directly together with Ukraine policy. And after you hammered him about three times, Jim, he said, hell yeah, I ordered the code red. He said, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, Brian Stahel, he made a light allusion, but Jim, you hammered him. And you got a direct answer on the record, and that was the most newsworthy thing that came out of Ron's mouth today.
Well, you had some good questions, too. I looked at the video, and I had a two-shot there. And, you know, when Johnson said that, the congressman next to him, whatever his name is, he just kind of, you know, look at his face, and he just kind of looked over there and just kind of a little speechless, too.
But well, at one point... Well, Jim, if I recall, at one point, Brian Stahel, the congressman, after I had asked a succession of questions, he did point in your direction and say, is there any questions from over here? And then I think you hammered away, right, Jim?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
Jim, you're famouser and a friend of the Devils and excellent taste in afternoon radio fare. Oh, have a great weekend, man.
All right. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Shouldn't he be editing that for the 6 o'clock news right now? On.
He's done all the hard work. Someone else can do that. It's after 5.
That's a producer's job, right? That's right. Folks, we'll take your calls at 844-967-2789. You know, the entire audience has a grievance. I brought back Ron Johnson's son today.
Right.
It's like the old days. At least he's not here drinking a six-pack with you, Dom.
Thank
Woody?
You. Thank you.
Maybe on your day off.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. We love it when you join us. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I saw something. Elise Stefanik filed an ethics complaint. And she's a congresswoman from New York, but she filed an ethics complaint against the Trump fraud trial judge, right?
Yes.
The Engoron guy. And I don't know why, but let's read a little of the coverage at the Hill here. Apparently, she had a grievance, Dom. She's a little Trumpster these days. Rep. Elise Stefanik filed a judicial ethics complaint today against the New York judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial, claiming the judge has shown inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance towards the former president and calls on him to resign. Have you ever heard of a hanging judge? I mean, when does the defendant get any sort of special deference from the judge? I've been the defendant in a couple of courtrooms, Dom. If the judge looks at you with anything other than contempt,
you should be yourself happy, right?
Favored and, you know, blind justice and all that. Judge Arthur Enderon has displayed a clear judicial bias, her words, against Trump and broken several rules in the state's judicial conduct code.
Rules.
Stefanik wrote in a letter to the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Now here's a more complete quote. This judge's bizarre behavior has no place in our judicial system, where Judge Enderon is not honoring the defendant's right to due process in a fair trial. Stefanik wrote, asserting that those serious concerns are amplified by Trump's status as the front runner in the 2024 GOP presidential primary.
Really, though? Are they?
The letter trumpets many arguments Trump's legal team has made throughout the case, including that they were no victims of the former president's business dealings and that Enderon's unfairly prejudged the case. Before the trial began, Dom, you may recall, Enderon ruled that Trump, the Trump Organization, and several executives, including the Trump adult sons, were liable for fraud. The decision stripped Trump's business licenses and put some of his iconic properties at risk, though a New York appeals court paused the cancellation of the business licenses until after it hears Trump's case. So, of course, they're going to appeal on a judicial level. Trump's just been spectacling in the courtroom.
Well, that's all he can do, because the facts are the facts. The numbers don't lie, right? Tish James, she's not going to be intimidated, and she's reminded us over and over and over again. And the fact that the judge looked at the merits of the case, the evidence in the case, and basically already ruled, man, we're talking about how much now, not what if.
And Stefanik also went after the clerk to the judge, you know, the underlying rationale for the gag order. Well,
Trump can't do that because he's got a gag order.
Stefanik's letter discusses the clerk at length, detailing her purported political donations to Democratic donors and causes, and criticizing the gag order. If anyone in America must have the constitutional right to speak out against the judges, his staff, the witnesses, the process, it's a defendant going through a process he believes is politicized and weaponized against him to gag a defendant. It's un-American.
Yeah, well, to encourage, you know, wackadoodle followers to, you know, harm people doing their jobs, I think they have a justification, and Enderon has identified that specifically.
But that's a step beyond sycophant there, man. I mean, she's just making guano up for the satisfaction.
What do you think? I mean, basically, what,
England for a VP?
You think Trump's attorneys wrote this up and ticket? She just signed it? You know, you think she put pen to paper on this? No, man. Of course, she's doing Trump's bidding.
We got anybody in New York? Peter King retired. What about that Stefanik? Oh yeah, she's down for any crazy MAGA
stuff. Down. She's down.
Probably had to be a New York congressperson, a constituent, to file a complaint in New York because, you know, that is the New York Supreme Court, Dom, which is the district court level, right? You don't know.
844. You don't know what a write-off is, 2789. Let's get back to the callers. John from Milwaukee. Happy Friday. What do you got for us, John?
Hey, John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I'm in my car, but okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say I don't understand the mega people. You know, Donald Trump tells them they're coming after me because of you. And if the mega people had any sense, they would say, wait a minute. They can't come after me. I didn't grab women by the crotch. I didn't cheat on my taxes. I didn't hide documents or anything. And the other thing I wanted to just say, everyone, especially the Republicans, if Trump gets back in office, trust me, Trump is going to screw all of them over, even the ones that stuck by him. He's going to throw all of them up under the bus. Trump wants total control of everything. So he'll have to stop them because they'll try to cook him up with something to really get him out of here. But he's a nut, you know. And how in the world do lawyers risk their careers, their degrees and everything else to follow a nut? I just don't understand it. It's unreal, you know. But that's all I wanted to
hell, a couple of them are gonna, a couple of them might end up in prison, like Rudy. I like that.
Yeah, he should. hey, you know what? I want Rudy to be the main one to turn on Trump. If he turns on Trump, Trump is guaranteed to be locked up.
Well, that's a great point, John, and maybe that'll keep Rudy out of prison.
You know,
but he's going to have to stand in line, man. Mark Meadows, I think, Mark Meadows is by his side way more often than Rudy was. But they, I would assume, while they may have been in the room at the same times, there's probably different conversations going on. And you know, these trials are going to happen, man. I mean, this January 6th trial is coming up quick.
Dom, earlier this week, November 7th, we overlooked one of the greatest memories of all time.
Oh, no. What was that?
Four Seasons Landscaping Day.
To those who celebrate.
The day after, you know, when Rudy came out to the Four Seasons
landscaping
parking lot with Grecian formula rolling down his face. Ooh. Do you remember what a freaking joke we thought the man was? I mean, at that time, Biden had already been called effectively the Electoral College winner by the Fox News. And Rudy rolls out, you know, a presser in front of a porn shop and a landscaping company with ink running down his face and sweat. And you could tell he'd been drinking the night before, I suspect, you know, just from the reporting I've seen subsequently. And the fact he booked a landscaping place for a press conference.
Well, it was obviously the wrong Four Seasons, but well, a hotel, man, you know, come on.
I get the error.
All right, but why would you follow through on the error? You know what I mean?
Once you just, like, when you get there, you're like,
oh, well, wait a minute.
Where's
hell, leave it. We're doing it live.
The grounds are lovely, but where's reception? Where do I check in?
Oh, my gosh.
You check in right here. You air your grievances at 844-967-2789. We'll play some War Pigs. We'll have a little fun. You can, get ready for the weekend. It's coming. It's a happier happy hour. We're rolling through it with you. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
CBS News brief. Heavy fighting outside Gaza's largest hospital is snarling the effort to evacuate babies and other vulnerable civilians. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Face the Nation points the blame on Hamas.
Hamas is operating in a way that's outside the bounds of any civilized concept of how you would think about using a hospital, using human shields.
Tim Scott is suspending his campaign while one of his challengers, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, takes a first-hand look at conditions in Israel.
You need to stand absolutely shoulder to shoulder with Israel. No daylight between the American people and the people of Israel.
Demonstrations are already underway ahead of this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in San Francisco.
Dozens of grassroots organizations formed this large coalition of demonstrators. There are anti-war groups, labor groups, climate groups, women's rights groups, and many more.
That's CBS Bay Area reporter Da Lin. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 34 overnight, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 57 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Tomorrow night, lows around 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers...
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes... Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show on the road again. Crudy doing a field trip. Brings me to the first CD, brought me to Whitewater. That was a place I didn't want to spend a lot of time. I spent 1 week a baseball camp in Whitewater. I mean, I had fun that week, but
Whitewater, doesn't Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have a bunch of property in Whitewater?
Probably the popcorn magnet.
Yes.
Him and Reince Priebus and some other big shot GOP. Who do you know?
Went to school in Whitewater.
Like college roommates. In Whitewater.
They're almost as famous as you and I, Curdy, from La Crosse. Way better than Whitewater.
Way better.
Way better.
We won the WIAC this year.
Way to go, Coach Larson.
Yeah. You know, the Eagles, the Screaming Eagles, shout out to the Eagle 1490 AM. The Eagles are probably going to the national championship playoffs. They actually do it the right way. NCAA Division III.
We had like three in a row when we were in college, right?
Oh, God, man. I went to like four or five national championship games over my seven-ish plus years of college.
Doctor.
And whatever I was doing postgraduate there, working for a TV station. You know, some of that was postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
I understand we got a friend holding down. We'd like to thank plenty of friends of the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Pizza Box Mike, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, you know why I never got my college degree? Went to UW Whitewater, man. Damn. No, it was a nightmare. I suffered many years there. But you should have asked Ron Johnson. It would have been cool if somebody would have said, have you raised any money for next year's recall election? Oh, think he might have got onto that. But what are you talking about? What? And lastly, Bill, I'm with Bill. I mean, Christ, who doesn't remember how our white ancestors came here legally and took all the land? And only after like cancel culture and slavery did they decide that now we need to put up some borders in this country.
Now we need two walls. Just one, ask Scott Walker.
One at the north, one at the south.
Well, I think it is a ridiculous argument and a pretty good point on my part that where were the borders before the white guys got here?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No question about it. Different world nowadays, though, man. We can't continue to live in the past, Michael.
Pizza Box Mike, our trash-talking friend and host of Outside the Pizza Box. What do you got going on tonight on the big show? 7 o'clock right here on WMDX in Madison. What are you playing out tonight, Mike?
You know, I think there's a real housing crunch, not just nationally, but internationally, especially after, you know, keep blowing up people's houses and towns and countries and what have you. And, you know, the gentrification for the upper middle class and upper class. So I guess you know where I'm at today.
I do.
Right on, brother. Appreciate it. Listen, Pizza Box, Mike. Outside the Pizza Box, come on up Civic Media Network at 7 o'clock.
844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. What do you got for a Sharky?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for a great show. I really appreciate your on it, the spot on it. And I love it.
Appreciate it, Sharky. So,
Whitewater. Yeah, Whitewater. Now, you had the two names that were right. You had Boss and you had the other guy. But you had another fellow that was... Yeah, then there was a Ladwick. It was a James Ladwick Jr. It was his mother that was in. It was his mother that got indicted in the early 2000s for up in Madison for the senators and
caucus
the other
scandal. Yeah, part of the caucus scandal, right?
Right, caucus scandal. That's it. So Mr. Ladwick Jr. He's been busy. He went through the Racine politics like a bad overdue sandwich and the results of so he made it so interesting dude, I mean, but there's a lot to be had just in the Whitewater story. I never went there, but I just watched the various things that we've seen about all the slum lord talk and the issues of minimizing landlords' abilities or minimize renters' positions as a renter to take take after your landlord. So, you know, they changed that, you know, Mr. Moss changed all that. So he was pretty safe when he goes into civil court. And so that's there's a lot of story left in that case. And with the three.
Oh, sorry, Sharky. Didn't mean to cut you short, but it was Robin Voss and it was Senator Frank Lissay, who was a Republican senator out of the Green Bay market. Although my understanding is the house he claimed was his residence was actually a verbal home and, you know, he lived somewhere else, but a couple of the private landlords and the Republican legislative leadership put forth legislation that made less rights for the tenants,
made their lives easier
and more rights for the landlord.
I mean, if you can't do constituent services for yourself, I mean, what is the point of having the job?
Well, maybe they were doing so at the bequest of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. And let's not forget, that's the very same organization that helped to draft the recusal rules for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you think, why would the realtors get that right? Well, they did so in tandem, I think, Don, with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And of course, they wanted to make sure that each Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, and this one came back to burn Robin yeah. Voss's ass, didn't it? That each Supreme Court justice had the right to make their own decision because they're generous donors to a couple of the former litigators on the court, let's just say, Don. I think Prosser, who said, well, they gave me the millions more than a year ago. I don't need to recuse.
I barely remember it.
And Gableman, pretty sure the bad Bradley. Janet Protasewicz. I'm very excited that she's on the court now, Dom. And I keep bringing this up. I see pessimism in the air. And I said, I'm more optimistic right now than I've ever been in my life. Because come November 21st, and that's a short week, I grant you. But there's oral arguments and the recasting of the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation we have suffered through for the last 15 years. And when I say we, I don't mean Democrats. I mean all Wisconsinites.
Yes.
Because even the Republicans, the vast majority of Republicans are nice and reasonable people. The vast majority of them. And if you ask them a reasonable question, they'll give you a reasoned answer. But that's not how they govern.
Well, that's not the electeds, that's for sure. They got the R behind the name, so that's where they go. 844-967-2789. Jill from New Berlin. Welcome, Jill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jill.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that don't forget Brian Schimmel went to Whitewater, and I know this because my brother was his roommate for the first 2 years.
You're talking about the current chair of the Republican.
Hard drinking rock and roll drummer and living with Brian Schimming. That was quite the difference. So.
Well, he, of course, apparently was part of the false elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin and is now the new paid chairman of the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin and an old radio dog. We know him.
Yeah, he belongs
in jail. I took a selfie
jail.
With him this spring. Seems like a charming guy, right up until he plots against democracy.
I mean, you're not going to go hold that against him, are you, Jill? I mean,
pardon me?
You're not going to hold that against him, are you? I mean, he was a long-haired rock and roll, you know, hard-drinking guy back in the Whitewater days, right, Jill?
No, that was my brother. He ruined that was your brother. And Brian Schimming was, even as a freshman in college, he was the most conservative person you would ever want to meet. So he was rooming with my brother, who was a long-haired rock and roll partying guy.
How did that end up, Jill? I'm curious. Did they remain friends? Did they part after 1 year? Was it a forced roommate situation like your freshman year where you're stuck with whoever the school gives you? How'd that work out, Jill?
Yes.
Sounds like quite the odd
couple.
It was
an enforced roommate situation or just a random situation.
Yeah.
I was just a high school student then, but I used to visit on the weekends sometimes, and they got along quite well. But they roomed together just for 2 years, and then my brother moved off campus. So, but he was like, I can't even tell you how conservative he was, even as a freshman. You know, the button-up shirts and the cardigans, and I mean,
at Whitewater, he was the Alex P. Keaton of Whitewater.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Kind of like the Scott Walker clone in Whitewater. Yep. on student government and all that.
Right.
Scott Walker had an N.B. Shimmings cardigan.
Pardon?
The Young Americas Foundation, I believe it's called.
I always get that wrong as well. They do have cardigans, though. I see Scott Walker wearing one often.
Weren't they bringing in some conservative, what's his name, Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro, last Monday.
Oh, that already happened?
Maybe a week ago. Yes, there was some pro-Palestinian protesters, but no real trouble.
Yeah.
Other than the fact the guy didn't have many original thoughts. You know, he is a right-wing talk radio host, Tom, that seemingly is what keeps him on the air. Lack of originality.
If you are a radio host, that you are prepared and able to do anything in this
especially
world.
Especially if you're wearing flip-flops, right?
Especially. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, here's my grievance. This country's never happy, and I'm going to tell you why. How is it the Israelis can figure out when they had this horrible thing happen, this war going on, and 70%+ of their electorate wants their leader gone as soon as this war's over or sooner. But yet in this country, where things are, since the pandemic, are going really, really well, 11.7 million new jobs compared to the last guy, barely 4 million. Inflation's down too. Unemployment's at 3.9. And yet we're sitting here bitching about our plight. There's something wrong here that the Democrats can't get this message out. It's going.
Well, let me ask you this though, Dick. Along the same vein,
compared to the rest of the world.
But it doesn't. Doesn't really get the clicks though, does it, Dick? You know, if hey, welcome. Here's some cute puppies today and some butterflies. You know, is that going to keep the audience?
Yeah.
And I think the media has done a poor job.
Fear the hellhounds.
We reflect back from 2016 when they would show an empty podium, waiting for Donald Trump to come out. You know, now perhaps some of that's waned a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, if it's a media-driven story, it's got to get clicked. It's got to get audience. Otherwise, it's really not a story, Dick. So I wonder how much is the media responsible for, you think, this attitude that we have about this country right now?
Unfortunately, guys, I think a huge part of it. If you look at the negative stories constantly coming out, when I maintain we're doing pretty damn good here as compared to the rest of the world, and yet we just don't seem to be able to be happy with it. We should be ecstatic where our standing is right now compared to the rest of the world, and we're not. And I don't get it. I just don't.
Hey, Dick, I got a good news story for you right before the weekend. Jim Harbaugh, the head football coach at the University of Michigan.
Is he a former Bear, right? Is that Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't like him when he was at Michigan. I remember seeing him at Camp Randall back when they used to be able to penalize the crowd if the crowd noise was too excessive. I mean, and of course, you're a home crowd. You're trying to build the crowd noise, right? Make it difficult for the other team to call the play. And I remember Jim Harbaugh. I can't hear a ref. You know, and of course, he was lying. He was just trying to draw a penalty on the Wisconsin crowd. It was such an asinine thing where you could penalize the home team for the actions of the crowd. I mean, I don't know if you've been in the student section lately. They'd be throwing flags constantly. So if I have a good news story for this fair Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for the rest of the season. No Big Ten championship game. No FCS. No nothing, Jim. Sign stealer. That's a bad thing. Can't steal signs. It's like the Astros. Cheaters.
But they won.
Go down with Ryan Braun and the Astros.
Then they won a
Jim World, Harbaugh.
They won a World Series, all right?
Bears is sucking. I'm bad. Never suck. Always great. Devil's advocates. Just might get some sleep tonight.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dodge Show with Anya coming up at 6 o'clock.
I've got an intriguing headline for you, Dom. Sports. You wouldn't believe this is a sports headline. It was not a blog.
What?
What did Aaron Rodgers spill on the New York Jets sideline Monday night? It was not a blog. I bet it was a bong, Doug.
If you have to say it's not a bong, why would you have to say it's not a bong?
Aaron Rodgers has returned to the New York Jets sideline over the past three games. Rodgers is not playing as he continues his recovery from a torn Achilles he suffered in the first game of the season. That was sad. But he makes sure to sling the ball pregame with the cameras capturing his every move. Something else the cameras caught on Monday night that the former Green Bay Packers quarterback had with him under was a beaker-looking container that had a yellow liquid inside. Oh, like dirty bong water.
Ew.
Rodgers, if it's not bong, I don't like alternative B.
What was the hyaluska? What was the other drug he was taking?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca?
That's not what I was thinking. Perhaps the results of his drug test. Rodgers had just finished chatting with someone post-game when he reached for a box. But out came a beaker and part of the liquid spilled. Oh, never spilled a bong water. Naturally, people had questions and made assumptions about what it could be, including Rodgers' good friend and Packers left tackle, never plays, David Bakhtiari. I need answers, Bakhtiari wrote on Twitter. WTF is this? It looks like a big triangular beaker I used in science class. That's not what it looks like. A little bit more here, Dom. From a rehab center on Friday, different kind of rehab center, Rodgers called into the Pat McAfee show for a second time this week to provide an answer. That was not a bong, first of all. Rodgers said with a laugh as McAfee referenced it as a bong. Be cooler if it was. It was a bottle of tequila that was gifted to him from a reporter. Oh, my God. He wasted the tequila on the sidelines.
Did you bring my tequila, Curdy?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't want you spilling.
Why, is it open?
Well, not as far as you know. If you show up on the 18th, I got a bottle for you.
Oh, man.
Here's the rundown with Rodgers. After the game, a 27-6 loss from the Jets, Rodgers was chatting with his good buddy, Hugh Coles, who played George McFly in the new Broadway play, Back to the Future. Sure, it wasn't Beetlejuice. Rodgers then reached for a box that had the Maestro Dobel tequila bottle. Am I saying that right, Dom? You've probably tried that. Which said he always gets from an ESPN Deporte sideline reporter, John Sutcliffe, when his teams play on Monday night. Here's the proof of that from a video Rodgers and Sutcliffe took before the game. Rodgers said Sutcliffe had tried to interview him in Spanish over the years. Wonder how that went. Oh, yeah. Got his tequila bottle, Dom. Or is that a bong? I bet you could turn that tequila bottle into a bong. Did you ever do that sort of thing?
No.
Have you ever seen a Porfito tequila bottle? I think I bought you one through the years.
Yeah, it's got the little glass cactus on the bottom.
I should give that like as a Christmas gift.
That's a fine tequila. It's been a long time.
But you don't even like Christmas and you don't give gifts, so You don't get tequila from me.
That's fine with me, man. I don't give them. I don't expect them. Let's just hang out and not worry about it.
Roger said the accident was partly Hugh's fault. I'm walking off the field with my Maestro Dobel tequila that John Sutcliffe gives me every time he sees me on Monday Night Football. Walking off, and I hear a British guy yelling my name. A British guy?
How do you know that?
I turn over, and here's Hugh, my buddy, and I see Hugh give him a hug, dap him up, go to pick up the box.
Oh.
Guano falls. Well, you know what he swore there. Falls out, lose half my tequila. It's probably $50 worth of tequila on the carpet there, Dom. Rogers, a known tequila drinker like Dom after big wins, famously said he poured a big glass after the Packers drafted Jordan Love in 2020. Before Rogers' explanation, social media had plenty of theories. Did Aaron Rodgers fumble a bong on the sideline last Monday night? Maybe.
Alcohol on the sideline. Terrible. I mean, drugs. Drugs on the sideline of professional football.
Would it be better if it was a bong?
I mean, is it weird though how people just, oh, it's alcohol, it's funny, it's accepted, but if it's bong, oh my god, was he smoking weed? That's terrible.
Well, wasn't it Snoop Dogg? Didn't Snoop Dogg get caught on camera clandestinely smoking a blunt during the halftime show at the Super Bowl? I'm pretty sure he got caught.
I mean, yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's like pulling Snoop over Dogg Willie Nelson's weed. Tour bus and finding weed.
Ooh, they did that too.
I know, man. Come on. Of course you're going to have some weed.
844.
It's Willie Nelson.
967.
And Snoop Dogg.
And Dom.
And Crute.
Rico.
And Rico.
From Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Awesome, man.
Hey, you do not want to spill that bong water in your car, man. That's bad news.
Oh, yeah, in the car?
I had to call
you. Oh, that's worse than having a dead body in the trunk, Rico.
Hey, I had to call you. I heard the Sabbath War Pig song, and I thought, you know, I remember back in the day that was considered devil's music. You can't be playing that stuff. But when you listen to the words, it's really got a nice humanitarian message about it. Kind of like you guys, you know. That's what I was thinking.
Just take the time to listen, Rico. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
also about Ron Johnson earlier. Can I talk about Ron?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here, real quick. One thing that I did notice besides the code red that came out of Ron's mouth today was finally, after 7 years, they're going to at least call this thing what it is. It has gone from the wall, did you notice, to now he actually refers to it as a fence. Took 7 years just to get that out.
Build
what
that
more do you
fence.
Want from this guy?
Man, put that up
you
every time.
Have a good
snows.
Night, man.
Right, all right, we're going to take care, man. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, the fence.
I've got some information.
Oh, okay. Please enlighten us.
Here's a grievance. I take it as such from the 920. Jordan Love is so bad. You're back to talking about Rodgers. Come on, my boy won last weekend. Another text. Rodgers was drinking pee. Probably not. Spilt it, but.
Well, I mean, does that help with the COVID-19?
My understanding from one of the texters, this one coming in from the 608, that bottle of tequila, $150 per 7.5 milliliter.
Oh, no!
That is a full-liter bottle. So, dude spilled like $75 worth. And when you say he spilled half, it's probably more than half.
Alcohol abuse.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Don't forget... Maggie Dawn, Anya filling in, and then Pete's Box Mike.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
clearly at this point what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker. That's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Power, fuel, and patience appear to be in short supply.